library for those who come after us. We must never forget to teach those who need our knowledge.
And now for something completely different.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Welcome to the Tinker Shop on Just Measures Radio. Yes, today is a special edition of the Tinker Shop for New Year's Day of 2014. Start of a new year, and hopefully it'll be a much better year than the year gone by. On Saturday night, I had much more music that I had lined up and had contemplated playing, but I didn't play it because I was constrained by time limits. And so I decided that today, New Year's Day, I would go ahead and play some of those pieces of music. They're going to be basically the type of thing that you would hear in Europe on New Year's Day. The Vienna Symphonic Orchestra actually does do a New Year's Day special. And these are basically just four excerpts of different pieces of music that they have played over the past several years, which I found very interesting. And I thought perhaps I could go ahead and share them with all of you. I know that on Saturday night I had mentioned here that that was probably going to be the last one of my music shows, but, I have to admit, these particular ones, like I said, were ones I really enjoyed over the years in listening to the Vienna Orchestra play on New Year's Day, and I just thought, what the heck? I'd go ahead and just kind of present them to you, give you a little bit of an explanation of the various pieces as well. And one thing I should probably do here at this point is also mention that, yes, I know that right now I'm in the time slot where normally Cope would be in here for the shooting bench, and he is going to be, he is taking the night off and was going to do an archive, so I just thought, what the heck, I'd go ahead and slip this in here, but he will be back tomorrow evening for the shooting bench at his usual time from 10 to midnight Central Time, and like I said, this is just kind of to give everybody a little extra treat or a little bit extra to listen to for this Wednesday evening. And the first one I'm going to go ahead and play is one of the Strauss pieces, and it's the one that's known as Tales from the Vienna Wood. And this is one that's fairly well iconic, I guess you could say. Yes, it's been played many times by many different orchestras, but the presentation by the Vienna Philharmonic just has its own special feel to it. So I'm going to go ahead and put this in here now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. If not, it'll give you some sort of background music just to kind of relax by. was in the fall of 1977, my wife and I had the opportunity to make a side trip to Vienna, Austria, at the urging of some friends of hers. And while we were there, we actually did see the Vienna woods. Funniest part is that in one way I share a facet or an aspect of my life with the composer. He always was afraid of walking in the woods. He was had a fear of climbing up and down hills. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to walk through the Vienna woods as well, although I wanted to, dearly wanted to. And while we were there in Vienna, we also had the opportunity to go to quite a few of the museums, and we actually spent some time and went to the Schönbrunn Palace, which is basically, you know, it was the seat for the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And quite a lot of Strauss's music was premiered there to, you know, great public acclaim. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead here at this point and do another one. It's called the Vienna Blut, or Vienna Blood in English. And the blood that's referred to in there is not, you know, physical blood, but it's done as an homage to the spirit of Vienna. Or it's, again, to use a German phrase, the Zeitgeist, the spirit of the time for the place. And again, it's a very beautiful piece of music. So I hope you will enjoy this. here we are. Bottom of the hour. 30 minutes gone. So I suppose, since it's, like I said, bottom of the hour here, it's probably time for me to go ahead here and put a couple of the commercials in here.
2 years ago, I uttered the phrase, too late, as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Hurricanes. Tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medi-Chat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. Medi-Chat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio with me, obviously, the Tinker. Like I'd mentioned earlier as well, since I've did let you know that I've kind of taken over some of the time here for Cope tonight because he's taking the night off, but he will be back on the air tomorrow evening at his usual time at 10 p.m. Central until midnight with the Shooting Bench. The next piece I want to play is sometimes called the Kaiserwalzer or the Emperor Waltz. And there's some dispute in history whether or not this was written for the Kaiser in Germany or for the Emperor in Vienna. And like I said, this is the Emperor's Waltz. Again, it's another one of the iconic Strauss pieces, which is very beautiful in its own way. So let me go ahead and put that in here now, and hopefully you will enjoy this as well.
Thank you.
sure probably everybody's probably pretty much or almost waltzed out here for the evening. But so I'm going to put in a little bit different a piece here. This is another one of Strauss's somewhat iconic pieces. Of course, most of his stuff he wrote was iconic, I guess, but this one here is a polka. He wrote those too. Almost forgot to mention, this is the Perpetual Motion Polka. At that time in history, they were getting very big into, you know, science and industry, so every new scientific discovery that was made and every new scientific theory that was advanced, people ended up writing music to describe it or to capitalize on it. Okay, that was, like I said, Perpetual Motion Polka. And I've almost gotten this stuff out of my system for the year. I have a tendency of liking, you know, Strauss and the Vienna Symphony, like I said, on New Year's Day. And I'm kind of passing the tradition along to you, because in our house here, this is the type of thing we listen to on New Year's Day. You know, we listen to other stuff the rest of the year, but that's where we're at right now. I know I played this particular piece Saturday night, but I never tire of listening to the beautiful Blue Danube. There's other pieces of music that are describe water, but this one I think almost everybody likes. So we'll do this, and then after this we'll go ahead for one last piece of music from Strauss, which will be a march. So again, please listen and enjoy. Yes. Like I said, I never tire of the Blue Danube. So with that, I think I've had my fix for Strauss for the year, or at least for Strauss waltzes for the year. So I'm going to go ahead and finish off here with the Radetzky March. Again, this is one that I don't know if too many people have heard it or not. This is one that's usually used as a traditional closing for the Viennese New Year's celebrations. And so everybody kind of gets in on the act, and it's almost an audience participation piece for them. So let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and put that on, and then after that, your torture for the year will be over. I won't be playing any more Strauss for a while here. But like I said, Radetzky March, and this, like I said, this is their usual final piece for their concerts. So we'll finish up our concert of Strauss and New Year's European music with this. Strauss music that you probably could stand for the year. Hopefully, actually, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it's a bit different from the type of things we normally hear on JMR. But normally, I know here in the Tinker Shop, I'm I'm talking either building things or, you know, lecturing about anvils or forges or whatever, but I just had to get it out of my system, you know, play some good, well, to me, some good music. Other people's opinions may vary, I know. But, like I said, this was something I felt like I just needed to play tonight. You know, it's like I said, it's this was kind of a special Tinker Shop edition. And so what we'll do here is we will be going out with another nice, fairly soft piece of music. And I promise you, this is not Strauss. It's not the Vienna Symphony. So with that said, hopefully you all can join me Saturday night, 9 p.m. Central Time here on Just Measures Radio for, I guess you could say, a regular Tinker's Shop show. And I also should mention here that Cope asked me to let you know that he will be back tomorrow evening with the Shooting Bench at his normal time from 10 p.m. till midnight Central Time. So, anyway, so thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. God bless. And hopefully we all have a very good and very blessed New Year. I don't know what the future will bring, but if we keep our faith, keep our trust, we will all be able to get through it. Take care.